欢迎你们，欢迎你们。啊，第一次来的呢，可能有一些东西听起来比较陌生，但是有什么问题啊，我们中间可以来探讨，也可以，我们中间有好多的故事，大家也可以一起来学习，一起彼此来扶持。
So it might be strange for you if you first come to the church. If you have any questions, we can discuss it later. Again, we also have many testimonies among us that they can share their story with you.
那有一点呢是肯定的，因为特别你们新来的弟兄姐妹愿意来到教会的时候呢，这是第一步，上帝非常的喜悦。
So one thing is for sure, when you come to the church for the first time, and your God's heart is pleased.
因为上帝呢一直在寻找他的儿女，寻找人要归向他。
Because Father God
has
always been seeking and looking for the lost, He is going to bless those who come back to Him.
但是呢，我们忘记了他，离开了他，这就是一个人的故事。
So, however, a lot of people forgot about God, and then we lost Him. So,
那我们要归向他呢？说简单也非常的简单，说复杂呢也比较复杂。
So if we return back to him, it seems easy and at the same time it's also complicated.
为什么很简单呢？
Why is it simple?
如果你的儿女丢掉了，
If you lost your children,
你找他呢有一个非常简单的方法。
So is it one way to find them is easy?
什么时候最简单？
When is it easy?
如果他想要找你的时候，
If your,
就非常简单。
If your children wants, if
因为你也在找他，他要找你。
If your child wants to find you and you also want to find them, when find him, it will be easy.
最难的呢是他不想见你，你就找不见了，对不对？
However, it
是不是
might be hard if your child does not want to.
其实天上的父亲也是这样，因为他给人一个自由的意志，就是人要找到他是非常简单的。
So same for our Father God, it is easy for us to find him.
但是呢，圣经上讲呢，我们有一个敌人，就是这个魔鬼撒旦，他一直欺骗人类，从亚当开始就欺骗人类。
The Bible says there is a devil, Satan tries to separate us from God, and it started from the beginning, from the Genesis.
所以我们脑子里面有好多的想法。
So that's why we have a lot of our own complicated thinking in our brain.
那几千年来的不同的国家、不同的文化，就有好多关于上帝的。说法想法。
So in different civilizations over the centuries, there are different ways of defining God.
那其中一种呢，就是无神论。
So one is being an atheist.
你如果相信无神的话，你要不要找神
？So if you believe there is no God, will you be looking for God?
就像一个孩子，他从来他说我没爸爸，他就不要找爸爸，对吧
？Just like an orphan says that he does not have a father, that's why he will never go and look for a father.
那其实呢，就是说当我们愿意找上的时候呢，很快就能找到。
But when you are willing to seek him, you will find him easily.
那非常简单，就像孩子愿意找父母的时候，父母呢已经动用所有的金叉，所有的人，所有的都在找孩子。
So simply put, if you want to find your, if your, the child is ready to find you, the parent has already put everything in place ahead of time, including the police search, everything in place.
所以。唯一刚才我讲的，就是当这个孩子有一个错误的思想，他不想找父母的时候，那就比较麻烦。
Unless the child has a wrong thinking and doesn't want to come and find his own parent.
这就是其实我们一直讲的这个耶稣基督的福音，就是好消息，就是神要通过耶稣基督再次把人，这个连到上帝那边。回到上帝的家里。
So that's why we always talk about this good news, the gospel, so that we can unite the lost children back to the Father.
那有的人就很快就认识了上帝。
So a lot of people, very quickly they come back to the Lord.
有的人呢就非常复杂，非常慢。
However, for some might be very difficult.
我太太就是一个非常快的见证。
So my wife, is a very quick believer.
我呢就是一个非常慢的见证。
But for me, it's very slow.
我太太第一次走到教会的时候，到温哥在就在这里温哥华，大概是三十多年前。
So about 30 years ago, when Susan entered a church in Vancouver here.
因为她在战争里面长大，柬埔寨内战长大，家破人亡，什么也没有。
So because she grew up in a war zone in 柬埔寨 in
Cambodia.
所以一进教会，教会说这个福音啊，好消息就是耶稣，上帝要赦免你的罪，耶稣替你担当你的罪了，你的罪得到赦免了，你可以得到永生了。
So,
是白白的恩典。
So the Bible says that this is a good news. It's a free gospel. God has already forgiven all of your sins, and you are going to have eternal life.
他说什么呢？
And what did she say?
他说对呀，白白的东西哪能不要呢？
She said, "Oh, of course, everything is free. Of course, I will get it."
所以第一天信主以后就蒙福，生命就变化，受很多。
So on the first day she became a believer and she started getting blessings and renewed her life.
那我呢是一个很复杂的人。
But I am a very complicated person.
好多人可能知道我以前是搞这个研究的，原子核物理研究。
So a lot of people know that I was in physics.
到教会去呢，成天跟牧师辩论。
Nuclear physics, and then every time I go to church, I will argue with other pastors.
我今天想起来，我还觉得有点对那个牧师有点亏欠。
To this day, I still feel quite sorry for that pastor.
因为有好多时候都羞辱他。
Because a lot of time, I would,
我说你怎么不能回答我的问题，对不对
？Because a lot of time, I would question him, and how come you cannot answer my questions?
进化论、创造论。
About evolution.
还有圣经里面矛盾的地方。
And also the controversies in the Bibles.
那你怎么当牧师呢？
How can you be a pastor if you cannot answer?
哎呀，但是我想起来就是，就是把那个牧师好多时候搞得下不了台。
So a lot of time I will put him on a spot that you know he cannot you know resolve himself.
但是呢，神很怜悯我。
God has mercy on me.
那他就通过一些比较复杂的手段让我认识他。
God has tried to use very complicated.
或者说，我吃了很多的苦，在认识他。
In other words, I actually went through a lot of difficulties in order to.
所以今天呢，站在这里来服侍他。
So that's why I can stand here to minister to him.
那也是主的恩典。
And it is also by God's blessing.
所以呢，就是我们今天来到主的面前，不管是信主时间长的、短的，或者刚刚在。有兴趣的，神都是非常喜悦我们来到他的面前。
So when we are here today, God is pleased with us. Either we have been a believer for a long time or a short time, or who are just entering into the church.
为什么呢？圣经上讲，神就是爱。
Why? Because God, the Bible says, God is love.
神的本性就是爱。
And it's His own characteristic is love.
Amen.
在神的里面没有黑暗。
So in Him there is no darkness.
所以他对儿女的这些，他一直在呼召他们回来，要来祝福他们。
So that's why for his children, he always calls them back to him.
所以当我们愿意的时候，很快就会跟他连接上。
As long as we're willing, in a short time, we will be reconnected with him.
所以我鼓励我们中间新来的朋友呢，你可以按你的方式，也可能你是比较复杂，也可能，但是越简单越好。
So I encourage the newcomers, like you can use your own ways. Either you are easy, or you can be complicated as well. Just you know, like take.
因为神非常的明白理解我。
Because God knows us clearly.
就像刚才阿文带我们唱的那首歌，他明白我的心。
Just like what the song was saying, that He knows my heart.
他明白我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
所以呢，他要不断的来启示，不断的来带领，不断的来鼓励我。
That's why he continues to enlighten us, to lead us.
所以我们就有了教会。
That's why we have a church.
教会里面有些人有这样的经历，有些人有那样的经历。
So in your church, someone may have this kind of experience, others may have different experiences.
那有的人呢，他经历神在这个医治方面，身体得到医治。
So for some people, they may have experienced physical healings.
我们过去服侍婚姻家庭的好多人，婚姻家庭得到医治。
And we used to minister to marriage, and a lot of marriage was restored.
刚才那首歌，最后一首歌，不要隐藏自己。我如果记得没错的话，就是一个台湾多家婚姻家庭协会呢，有一些弟兄姐妹婚姻被医治了以后呢，他们非常感恩写的这个歌。
So the last song that we just sang, that Do Not Hide Yourself, if I remember correctly, it was written by a Dorcas ministry, which is founded in Taiwan. They minister to like marriages, like couples, and those people who got healed from their marriage, they wrote this song.
那，所以我们中间有的人在某些方面信心特别大。
So for Amana, some might have a greater faith.
啊，有些人在另一方面信心特别大。
So for some may have a greater faith in other areas.
有的人在生命的这一方面他在发光。
So some people may be shine in a certain area of their life.
那有的人在另一方面。
And for some people may shine in other areas.
所以我们彼此鼓励呢。
So that's why we encourage each other.
我们的信心就会见长。
So that we will build our faith.
圣经神说，来到神的面前呢，人需要信心。
So Bible says, without faith, you cannot come before the Lord.
原因也非常的简单，上帝什么都不缺。
Simply put, God lacks nothing.
而是上帝要祝福人类呢，人要显性来转过头来接受就可以。
So when God wants to bless us, what we do is that we need to have the faith, return back to Him.
那好多人可能说，我们那些弟兄姐妹，真的是这样简单吗？
So people, some our brothers might ask, is that really that easy?
你如果在教会很长时间，你觉着很复杂呢？你觉着这个接受神的恩典很复杂呢？你需要悔改。
So if you have been a church for a long time and you felt it's very difficult for you to receive the blessings, if that's you, then you have to repent.
为什么？上帝非常爱我们，他是大能的，他不需要你那么复杂的来到他的跟前。
Why? Because our God is mighty.Is able. He doesn't need you to be that kind of, you know, hard, like complicated, in order to know him.
就像你的孩子来到你的跟前，如果他很复杂的话，他讲话也很复杂，他的思想也很复杂。他说：“爸爸，你这个东西会给我吗？不会给我吗？”
So just imagine your child come before you, and then comes a very complicated thinking and asking you, like tempting you.Dad, will you give me this? If not, then will you give me that? You know.
你会怎么样？
What will you respond?
你会很担心。
You will be worried.
你会很担心。
You will be worried.
所以呢，圣经上讲，我们来到神的面前，就像一个单纯的像小孩子一样。
That's why the Bible says we need to come before Him like a simple child.
所以呢，我们有一段路要走的是，因为我们要变成像小孩子一样。
So that's why there's a journey for us to walk through in order for us to return back to a child.
感谢主，主理解我们。
Praise the Lord, God knows us.
所以他也就赐下这个圣经。
He already gave us the Bible.
因为他知道人已经变得很复杂。
Because he knows we have already become very complicated.
所以他需要重新的来把这个正确的一个思想，他是怎么样的，再次的来，通过他的话语，通过耶稣基督，通过教会，要来彰显出来。
So that's why he wants to reveal us who he really is.Through the church, through the Bible, through Jesus Christ.
那就是教会呢，是就是要彰显神的荣耀的地方。
So a church is a place where it will glorify our God.
但教会所做的事情呢，做对的时候呢，神的就要住在这里。
So if a church acts right, God's presence will live in the church.
那我讲你做的对呢，不是说你做的好多好。
So when I say if you do it right, it doesn't mean you do it good.
而是说呢，你要明白他的话语呢，你把你自己放在一个位置呢，你能够来接受他的祝福。
So meaning that you have to know his words and put yourself in the right position in order to receive his blessing.
我不知道大家明白我的意思。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
因为我们中国人好多时候觉得到教会要做个好人 ，no， 不是这样。
A lot of Chinese will think you come to a church because you want to be a good person, but it's not.
是要做个好人，但是呢，最主要的神要让我们成为活人。
So it is.
神要让我们成为健康的人。
It is right for you to become a good person, but the most important thing is you have to become a living person, a real person.
就像一棵树呢，你就再次的栽到溪水边，它就发旺了。
Just like a tree planted by the water, once again planted by the water, you will flourish.
我们就是那棵树，神就是那个水，我们就接回去了。
We are the tree, and He is the water, so we will reconnect with the water, and we will revive.
这是非常重要的一个概念，就是我们这要活过来，是我们是活人。
So it is a very important concept. We need to know we are a living person. We need to be in order. We need to live.
活的树，健康的树，结出来的就是好果子。
So if a good tree, a live tree, you will produce good fruits.
当树没有接到溪水边的时候，没有栽到溪水边的时候呢，不管它看起来多好，以后它的结局就是腐朽。
But if a tree is not planted by the water, the end result will be rotten tree.
所以呢，就是我们要非常清楚的，就是我们来到教会里面呢，我们就是一起要来认识这位神。
So it is important for us when we come to a church, we come together to know Him.
那上几次呢，我也讲到，就是曾经一个姐妹在祷告的时候，神给她这个异象，看到这个几个字。
So last few times when I talked about a vision that our sister saw, a few characters was written on the sky.
那我就不再重复了。
So I will not repeat that.
但是呢，我刚才讲就是说，当我们明白神的启示，明白神的话语，当我们站在正确的位置、正确的姿态去接受的时候呢，神的祝福就倾倒下来。
But if we know His words and we're in the right position, God's blessing is going to pour down.
所以我们今天呢，再次要认识他的话语，就是神究竟喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
So we have to know His words, and we want to know what He likes and what He doesn't like.
在这个七十年代的时候，美国有一个犹太人的布道家叫做 Dick Rubin。
So in the 70s, there's a famous Jewish preacher called Dick Broden.
Dick Rubin.
Rubin.
他呢，就是在一个教会呢，在 Pensacola， 就是解经解这个旧约祭司穿的这个袍子，从头到脚他讲，就是这些所有的一切都是预言着耶稣基督。
So he was preaching about what the priests will wear during that time. So all the details on the ornaments on the body represents the coming Jesus Christ.
因为那个祭司的袍子怎么做呢？是神启示跟摩西，你这样做，这样做，这样做，就是说你必须要有正确的方式来做侍奉神。
So Bible revealed to some people how to make the dress, how to make the
priest,
the robe for the priest.So you had to made it in a certain way.
那所以，这个看不见好像。所以当他分解这个道的时候，分解完了以后呢，他就有一天他预言说，这个复兴要来临，因为当我们的模式正确的时候，神的荣耀必然降临。
So after he finished the preaching, he prophesied that revival will come because he declared that if the mold the method
pattern.
pattern is right, and
glory will fall.
Yeah, glory will fall.
所以后来就 Pensacola 就是有大复兴，持续了好多年，人排队往教会走。
So that's why there was a revival in Pensacola. So it lasts for many years, and a lot of people came back.
那其实我们呢，就是来到这里，就是认识神的话语呢。所有这一切的我们来读经啊祷告都是说我们要把我们自己放在一个正确的位置。
So all of this scripture readings and all of this is putting us in the right position.
来接受神的祝福。
To receive His blessing.
我们常常给我的儿子讲，因为儿子好的时候要钱我们不给的，女儿要钱就给。儿子就说你为什么偏心呢？
So a lot of time I will talk to my son because every time my daughter asks for money, I will give it to her. However, I won't give to my son, so my son will complain.
那我们中间好多人说，哎，他祷告神这么就听，我祷告就不听呢。
So that's why a lot of people will ask, how come God listens to his prayer and doesn't listen to my prayers?
那不是我们不爱我的儿子，我儿子说你为什么不爱我，少爱我，
so
爱姐姐多。
So my son will question me, how come you love my sister more than me?
那其实呢，我们不是不爱他，而是说我们常常要教导他，他要把他放在一个正确的位置，怎么样去接受这个钱财，不要让钱财成为他的一个绊脚石，对不对？啊，现在的孩子这个钱财拿去以后，会成为他的绊脚石的。
So because we were trying to teach him how to receive blessing like money blessing properly in order for him not to waste money.
大家同意我的看法吗？
Do you agree what I'm saying?
所以上帝好多时候不是不祝福一个人，他要教导他，把他放在一个正确的位置，他怎么样管理神给他的祝福和财富。
So that's why God does not want to not bless anybody, but He want to train this person in the right position in order to receive the blessing.
好多人希望神给他财富，那你要问一个问题：神给你财富，你要做什么
？So a lot of people will ask for wealth, before God, and then you have to question yourself: if God give you the money, what will you do with that money?
你要一个漂亮的太太。神给你漂亮的太太，你要做什么
？If you ask for a beautiful wife, if God give you a beautiful wife, what will you do with her?
或者你要一个很能干的先生，那你要做什么？
So or you can ask for a good husband. What will you do with your husband?
所以神要预备我们来接受这个祝福。
So that's why God always prepares us in order for us to receive.
那预备的过程呢？我们一定要有个能听的耳、受教的心。
So while we've been prepared, we need to have a listening heart.
要转变我们的思想，很快的转变，向神的思想来转变。
And we always have to return our mind back to Him quickly.
不然的话，我们就好像留级一样，老是在那里循环。
Otherwise, we will have to, you know, go down a grade, another grade, you know, waiting for Him.
不是我们在等候神，是神在等候我们。
It's not that we are waiting for God. It's God who is waiting for us.
我记得多年前有一个教会有一个姐妹，就是。她跟她的丈夫其实感情很好，但是后来她丈夫提出了离婚，把离婚纸已经递到她的手里面。
So I remember many years ago there was a couple in church. So even though they have a very good relationship, however, for some reason one day the husband gave her the divorce paper.
她就很难过，到教会来就哭啊，说其实我很爱我的丈夫啊，我先生也很爱我，为什么走到这个地步了
？And so she came to the church and she was weeping and saying, "Oh, I love my husband and my husband loves me. How come we ended up like this?"
她就说我为替我祷告啊，让我的丈夫回到我的身边。
Please pray for me so that my husband will come back to me.
那时候我们也是一个小小的教会，我们弟兄姐妹都走得很近，我还是个单身汉，刚信主。
So at that time I was also in a very small church, and then brother sister were very close together, and I was single.
有时候神给我一些智慧，对不对？辅导那些。结婚的人，我也觉得很奇怪。
However, God gave me the wisdom so that I was able to minister to those who are married.
我就问他一个问题，我说：“你如果是上帝，要不要把你的先生带到你的身边？”
So I asked her, "If you are God, will you bring your husband back to you?"
他愣了一下，想了一下，他说：“不会。”
And then she paused and she thought about it and she said, "No, I won't."
你知道是他想通了，对吧？他从上帝的角度看，上帝绝对不会把他的先生带到他的身边。
Because she has thought this through, and because she was looking at this from God's perspective, she knows that God won't give her back the husband at this time.
因为上帝爱他的先生啊。
Because God also loves her husband.
他的先生过去就是一到家里面，一直看着他的眼神，我的衬衫放的地方对不对？坐在帐斗。袜子放的地方对不对？一直在颤抖。
So the husband comes home trembling.
好多人在笑，会心的笑。
Where I hang my clothes? Should I put my socks here or there? So he always come back trembling because he doesn't know what to do.
但后来他突然明白了，他说：“我知道，我要改变我自己。”
And then she suddenly realized, I need to change.
后来感谢主。后来他真的他就改变自己。后来他先生就真的回来。
So and she actually did.Did a lot of changes to herself, and her husband returned.
但是呢，不幸的事情又发生。好多年以后，他给我打个电话，他又离婚了。我没有问他，但是他信主了，他信得很好。我说为什么又离婚，我就不清楚。
However, bad news happened after many years, and I got a phone call from her, and she was saying, "Oh, she got divorced again."
那这个东西不是，
we don't know what happened.
不是很好笑，但是呢，就是神在等待我们。
So it's actually not funny, but it is the point is God is waiting for us.
我们的模式要对。
Our pattern has to be right.
就是我们的思想要对。
And then our mindset has to be right.
我们的行为，我们要做的时候呢，要跟上。
Our action has to follow what we've been taught from the Bible.
不是说你做的一下就完美，不是这个概念。
It's not like once. It's not that you need to be perfect.
而是我们的信心。
Based on faith.
那其中我今天要讲的一个呢，就是说非常重要的一个整理呢，就是让我们教会成为一个能够承受神祝福的地方。
So today I want to talk about how a church can become a place where we can, you know, receive the blessing from our Lord.
我们看神的话语就是怎么讲，我们怎么做预备。
So we will read the scripture and see how we can prepare for that.
我们这个翻开这个诗篇一百三十三篇。
Can turn to Psalm 133.
这是大卫的上行之诗，就是说当时呢这个旧约里面， 大卫王啊写了圣的灵刚动，他写了很多的诗篇，后来就在这个圣殿里面唱诗赞美用。
So it was written by King David. So he wrote many songs.
那这些都是神的启示。
And it's all been revelation from the Lord.
那虽然写在旧约里面呢，他对神的教会也是适用的。
So even this is what's written in the Old Testament, but it still applies to nowadays.
看哪、啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
这好比呢，贵重的油浇在亚龙的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It's like precious oil poured down on the head, running down the beard, running down Aaron's, running down the beard, running down Aaron's beard, down to the collar of his robe.
又好比黑门的岗路建在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord.
那这是神的话，神的话呢，没有一个字是随便写的。
So this is the word of God, and none is useless.
那大家可能听说过一本书叫做 Bible Coding, 这个不知道有没有中文的翻译，就是圣经里面的这个话呢，那个里面有隐藏着好多的秘密，包括排序啊各方面。
So there's a book called Bible Coding. So I don't know if there's a translation for Chinese. It's about how the secret codes of the Bible.
就是它的每一个字都不是随便用的。
So every single word has a specific meaning and it's not used lightly.
那这个是一个诗篇啊，是一个简短的一个诗篇，做敬拜用的。
So it's a very short song and it was used for worshiping.
那我先解释这个概念。
So I want to emphasize on, I want to explain on some concepts.
可能我们一些新的朋友不太明白。
Maybe some of the new friends might not be able to understand.
那第一个呢，亚龙是谁
？So who is Aaron?
亚龙呢，就是在摩西出埃及的时候呢，神让他开始这个祭司制度的时候呢，第一个祭司，他的儿孙后来就成为那个祭司阶层。
So who is Aaron? Aaron was the first priest when Moses lead the people out of Egypt.
啊，就是祭司吧，他代表所有的祭司。
So he is a priest. He represents all the priests.
那这个油浇在头上是什么意思
？What does it mean that the oil is pouring down on the head？
我记得我们西安教会呢，我们老牧师特别注重圣经。我们好几次这个按摩的时候啊，或者彩排的时候都把油浇在头上。
I remember our Church of Zion, the elders, they really emphasize on the Bible. So a lot of time when you were doing dedication, ordination, so they will pour down the oil, actually oil.
所以你看很 sticky.
头上很黏，很 sticky.
那这个油浇在头上呢，在旧约里面代表圣灵的膏抹，神的灵要。充满你。
So in the Old Testament, it represents the pouring of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is pouring on you and give you the power.
在旧约里面呢，祭司、先知和君王呢，都要被膏，就是用这个油来膏，就是神的灵要在他们的身上。
So in the Old Testament, the king, the prophets, and the priests, they all have to be blessed by this oil.
在新约里面呢，我们有这个更大的一个荣幸，就是每一个信徒呢，因着耶稣基督呢，圣灵都膏在我们的身上。
But in the New Testament, all of the believers have this privilege that all of us can be anointed by this holy oil.
所以我们中间好很多人在这都经历过圣灵的这个能力。
That's why most of us have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit.
那这个黑门的岗路和锡安山是什么意思呢
？So what's the deal of Hermon and among Zion？
那这个黑门的岗路呢，就是这个黑门山呢，就是黎巴嫩那边的一个比较高的一个山。这个约旦河的水呢，就是从黑门山的这个雪水化融化以后流下来。
So the Mount of Hermon is in nowadays Lebanon, and then Jordan River actually runs down from the mountain.
所以呢。你像那个沙漠地带那一条河呢，那么多么的重要，水对他们多么的重要。他们追根溯源呢，就是追到这个黑蒙山。
So just imagine how important it is to have river in a desert place. So all their blessings retrieves back to the Mount Hermon.
所以黑蒙山呢，好多时候就是来比喻这个啊那个祝福的源头。
So a lot of times Mount Hermon would represent the sources of blessing.
锡安山是哪里呢？就是耶路撒冷神的月桂居所所在的地方。
So where is Jerusalem? Mount Zion. Mount Zion is in Jerusalem, where the Ark of the Tabernacle stands.
就是神的儿女，这个，名字敬拜神的地方。
So it's a place when His children come and worship Him.
那所以大家看到呢，就是这个诗啊，就是很简短啊，只有三节。
So this is a very simple song, only three verses.
在讲什么呢？第一句讲的呢是弟兄和睦同居，何等的圣，何等的美。最后一节讲的呢，因为那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
So the first verse says, how good and pleasant is when the brothers live together in unity. And then the last verse says, for that the Lord will bestow his blessings, even life forevermore.
所以这个，这个图画呢非常的简单，就像中国人讲的呢，家和万事兴。
So the picture is very simple, just like the Chinese saying that if there's a unity in the household, everything will revive.
那事实上呢，这个永远的生命呢，我们现在好多人理解就是将来我们有一个复活了就不死了，这是对的。
So when this says life forevermore, for a lot of people, it is for the afterlife, so that we will resurrected and we will live forevermore.
但是圣经里面讲到永远的生命呢，远远不是说你要永远活着来，那也没讲。
But for Bible, for the life forevermore, it's not just that you will live forever.
最主要的讲的，他这个生命呢，是从神来的一个生命，是一个非常美的生命，在它的质量要重过大过数量。
But this life is a God-given life, so the quality of the life should be greater than the length of the life.
那金子之所以它不朽坏，能够很长，是因为它是金子。
God does not rot because it is gold.
木头它之所以要朽坏，因为它是木头。
Likewise, wood will rotten because it's a wood.
那不能说你木头把它弄很长时间，它就变成金子，它不是这样。
The wood cannot, you cannot say the wood since the wood will live for.
所以知道这个生命呢，就说是个什么生命呢？就说是一个生生不息的一个生命。
So you need to know this life is a life that you know like goes on forever.
啊，你这个，如果读原文的话，它就是这个永远的生命。
So if you read the original text, it says a life that.Goes forever,
就像中文里面说这个永久啊，天长地久，永久啊，这个有这个意思在里面，它是一个非常能够存留的，那个值是不一样的。
So it's a life that stands, and its quality of the life is different.
所以好多在新约里面也是讲到这个永生的时候呢，就是说有时候用是永远的生命。
So just similarly in the New Testament, when we talk about eternity, we talk about a life that goes on forever and ever.
就是生生不息的生命，就是活了又活，活了又活。
So it's a life
不断发旺的一个生命。
So it's a life keep on reviving and you know restored.
所以它是讲的是它的值。
So it's talking about the quality of your life.
值就带来量。
So because the quality of the life, you will become like eternity.
所以不要停留在一个的思想，就是说哦，就是要活得很长。
So please do not think it is for you to live long.
好几个人我听说过，他说我不要活得很长，这一生已经很苦了，活那么长干什么？
So I have heard from many people that they say, okay, I don't want to live for long. This life is you know hard enough. I don't want to live for eternity.
我跟你讲，现在好多人都说我的生命希望赶快结束。
So, to be exact, a lot of people wants to end his life right now.
真的。
That's true.
那所以呢，这个生命是从这个值得活的生命从哪里来呢？是从弟兄和睦同居的。
So how do you get this quality life? Is based on you need to live in unity.
那。这个弟兄和睦同居，就是讲到我们个人的家，也刚讲到我们教会属灵的家呢，要和睦同居的时候呢，神的祝福就像 黑蒙的岗路一样就见效。
So when your house, your family lives in unity, when a church lives in unity, it will be like the dew of the Hermon falling on Mount Zion.
这就是神的一个模式。如果我们这样做的时候呢，神的祝福就要来临。
So this is a pattern of God. So if you do it according to what He says, and this is will follow.
那么我们和睦同居是容易还是不容易？
It is easy for you to live in unity.
说容易的人举手。
Raise your hand if you say it's easy.
说不容易的人举手。
Raise your hand if you say it's hard.
不知道容易不容易的人举手。
Those who are unsure.
不知道自己知道不知道容易不容易的人举手。
So if you do not know it is easy or hard,
okay.
You can raise your hand as well.
那神知道不容易，所以要将这个贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
God knows it's not easy. That's why He says it's just like the oil pouring down on.
这就是圣灵的恩膏，神的灵。
That is the spirit of our God, the Holy Spirit, to come down.
来帮助我们。那为什么我要问大家一个问题啊？特别是信主很长时间的人。
I need to ask you a question to those who have believed for.
这膏油要浇在这个君王的头上、先知的头上、祭司的头上，为什么这里讲到的是亚伦的头上、祭司的头上，没有讲君王和先知
？So, it says the Bible says that anointing will be on the king, the prophets, and the priests. However, here he mentioned only the priest. Why is that?
大家可以来回答啊，甚至新来的也可以回答，你就按你的，有时候会带来一些启发和亮光的啊。那为什么？
So everyone can answer, including people who just came today.
为什么是讲的是祭司亚伦，而不讲你看大卫呀、啊？大卫是圣经里面很受神器重的人，摩西呀、啊，以利亚，先知以利亚，对不对？神的那个灵膏，他那是整个是实行很多的神迹。
So how come the but he didn't mention about the king or the prophet?
祭司是分别为
祭司是分别为圣归给神，很好，很好。
So she said because the priest has been set apart, sanctified, for the Lord.
还有什么别的
？What else? I mean, who else?
我们不是考试啊，没有对错。
It's not a test.
祭司，
祭司是不是代表神的地？因为和神同在，有一个会幕在那。
祭司代表神的殿，很好，谢谢你。
So she says that priest might represent the temple of the Lord.
还有什么别的？祭司是要圣洁的。
So, priest has to be
神的
通过
他的来传递他的那个福音，就是那些话，
都
是通过祭司。
Because priest needs to proclaim the word of God， 是不是因为祭司要带别人认罪，就他都知道每个人的罪，然后他还得啊，我要合一，就是那种感觉。So God is chosen by God. What I was saying is that.
那君王也是先知，也是被神
拣选。
那是被神
拣
选的祭司，是代表神。
OK， 那我要讲讲我的理解，但是呢，也不是标准答案，但是我有圣经的根据。
So I want to share my insight. Might not be the right answer, but I do have proof from the scripture.
那我们不管要做什么，就是我们跟神的关系的恢复非常重要。
So no matter what we do, we need to know that we need to have the proper relationship with our God.
就是圣经里面讲到平安这个词呢，首先是跟上帝的关系是和好。
So the Bible says about peace. The peace, first of all, is to have peace with God.
关系和好以后，其他的东西就好办。
So when your relationship with God is restored, everything else will fall into place.
这个和好呢，在旧约里面就是靠祭司。
So how do you, return to God and have this proper relationship is through the priest in the Old Testament.
如果读旧约的话呢，那祭司就是，宰牛啊，杀羊啊，对吧？就是那个血淋淋的，就是把那个烧掉给神，就是为什么呢？就是代表，这些牺牲呢，替人赎罪。
So if you read Old Testament, you will see the priest always, you know, like sacrifice the cows, the sheep, you know, like sacrifice all the animals.In order to, you know, have the sins removed.
那祭司呢？他要做是什么呢？第一个，有机会大家回去读利未记的时候呢， 第一个他要先为自己要献上赎罪祭。
So if you have time, you can go and read the book of Leviticus. So first of all, a priest has to sacrifice the animals for his own sins first.
他想要为自己的罪献上赎罪祭。
So he needs to sacrifice for his own sin.
那再献上其他的祭。
And later on, he can start, you know, giving sacrifice for others.
完了以后呢，他就为民众、君王开始来献祭。
So after that, he will sacrifice for all the people and the kings.
就是旧约里面为什么要献那么多的祭呢？因为旧约里面非常清楚，其实人呢是有罪的。
So how come the
人要圣洁是好的，但是呢人是有罪的。
So how come the Old Testament have so many sacrifices? Because God knows that we are sinful, and we need to be cleansed.
所以第一个膏油从哪里？弟兄和我们必须是在祭司，祭司先要跟恩膏膏。
So that's why when you need to have the unity, the priest needs to be anointed first.
所以没有祭司的工作呢，这个君王和先知起不了作用。
So without the job from the priest, the king and prophet will not work.
那在新约里面呢，耶稣来的时候是耶稣是，他就是祭司，他也是祭。
So when Jesus Christ came, he is the priest. He is himself is also the sacrifice.
现在你就知道，就是说为什么用亚伦，因为耶稣第一个职奉是他是祭司，他也是被杀的羔羊，他也是被献的祭。
So that's why you know that why the anointing will fall on the priest because Jesus Christ is the priest. He himself is also the sacrifice.
所以没有耶稣的献祭，我们今天能够跟神和好吗
？So without Jesus Christ, can we return our relationship with God?
所以我们呢，跟神和好是靠着什么？耶稣的祭，耶稣他也是祭司，把自己献上。
So, in order for us to restore our relationship with God, we need to have Jesus Christ to be sacrificed, and also He Himself is a priest.
我们不要在那个地方装得太深。今天最觉得我们怎么样用在我们这里
？So we don't need to go into like details, but we need to know how it will apply for all of us.
所以，耶稣基督要我们学的东西。我们也可以有先知的恩赐，也可以将来也要跟耶稣一起掌权，有这个君王的一个职分。但是呢，第一个我们在地上要做的事情呢，我们要做祭司。
So even though we can have a prophetic anointing and we will reign with our Jesus Christ in eternity, however on earth we need to become first of all a priest.
那要这个和睦同居的话呢，第一个就是什么？我要为自己的罪献祭。
So in order to live in unity, first of all, we need to give sacrifices for our own sins.
那这个是非常非常重要的。我们从来不可能走向和睦。如果说我要求别人怎么样怎么样，大家相信吗
？So it is crucial. We will never enter into unity if we want others, you know, to do this and that.
你为什么不跟我合一
？How come you do not want to be, you know, united with me?
我常常听这样的话
在
教会或者在家里面有的人来就说、我的先生不跟我合意我的太太不跟我合意
So in a church, in a marriage, a lot of you know, sisters will come and say Oh, my husband doesn't want to be united with me
合意不是要求来的
So unity cannot be demanded
所以呢我们来到主的面前第一个为自己的罪献上祭那现在呢感谢主主耶稣已经献上了所以我们就来感恩赞美认罪悔改这样
So first of all we need to come before the Lord and give sacrifice for our sin thankfully Jesus Christ already paid the price we need to just you know like repent and return ourselves back to him
下面当我自己给自己献上祭下面怎么样去帮助别人就指出他的罪来是不是这样
So what do you do after you give you know like repent do you just go and point your fingers andpointing at other people's mistakes and problems.
祭司做什么？下面是为别人在献祭。
What would a priest do? He would then giving the sacrifices for other people's sin.
所以今天我们要知道的呢，我们教会里面每一个弟兄姐妹呢，真的这个角色要非常非常的清楚。我们不是来说，来看看这个人做的好不好啊，那个基督徒做的好不好 ？No, that 不那。这不是我们的工作。
So we need to know our position. We are not here in a church, you know, to see other people whether they are doing well or not. It is not our job.
第一个是为自己的罪献上祭。
First of all, is to give sacrifices for your own sin.
当然这个献祭有好几个祭，第一个是赎罪祭。
So there are many offerings, sin offerings. First of all, is sin offerings.
其实，亚伦献第一个是自己的赎罪祭，完了是燔祭，还有平安祭。
So, Aaron will first give the sin offering, and then the burnt offering, and what the offering?
平安祭。
Peace offering.
那就是当我们赎罪祭献上的时候呢，跟神的这个罪的问题，赦免了以后呢，下面就有这个燔祭。燔祭是我全人献上，我把我自己献上，神可以来悦纳你。
So when you
别的除罪祭没有献上，不悦纳，你做的事情神都不悦纳。
So you need to
神不讨厌就不错了。
So you need to have the burn, sorry, the sin offering before other like burnt offerings, because you first of all you need to have the peace with God. So without, you know, like cleanse from your sin, nothing will please God.
所以第三个就是平安祭。
So that's why the third one is the peace offering.
或者叫做感恩祭。
Or you can say thanks.
所以我们就很多的喜乐，就知道我跟神之间有平安，我全人献上，很多的喜乐和祝福就下来。
So then you will know that you have the peace with God and you have the joy in you because you have already restored yourself with the Lord.
那下面呢，祭司就为别人又是做这些程序。
And then after he did all of this for himself, he will do the same thing for others.
所以我们弟兄姐妹呢，要把这个呢，要非常深刻的要放在我们的心里面。到教会来是做什么？我们说的信耶稣是信什么
？So that's why you have to put this in your heart. What do you do as a Christian? What do you do when you come to a church?
信耶稣不是捆斧子的头上再加一个十字架。
To become a Christian is not to put a cross above Confucius.
捆斧子讲的东西，我们中国人都做不了。
So even Chinese cannot do the things that Confucius said we need to do.
再加上一个十字架就更加的沉重。
And if you put a cross above it, it will be even heavier burden.
我们一定要知道我们是活在主耶稣的恩典里。
We need to know that we are living because we are under His grace.
但是我们要做的呢，就是来现在，因为主耶稣已经献上祭，就是来接受他的这个牺牲。
Because He has already, Jesus Christ has already paid the price, so we just come.Before him and know that he has already sacrificed for me.
所以以后我们的态度，来到教会的态度，第一个就是主啊，我来献上我的祭。
So that's what our attitude should be when we come and we tell Jesus Christ, God, here I am. I give you all the gratitude.
你来赦免我。
I forgive all my sins.
谢谢你为我的罪献上了祭。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin.
谢谢你让我成为你的儿女。
Thank you for letting me become your children. Your
我愿意全心的献上自己，这就是燔祭。
I want to give myself all of myself to you, that which is the burnt offering.
我也献上我的时间，献上我的金钱，献上我的我去来服侍你。
I also give up all of my time and all my energy and money to minister to you.
这就是平安祭和感恩祭。
So that is the peace offering, the thanksgiving offering.
下面为别人的罪怎么样？
And what do you do after for other people?
为他说，主啊，我为我的家人献上祭，我的孩子，我的太太，求你怜悯。
Then you should say, "Oh God, I give thanks for my own children, my spouse, and forgive all of their sins."
为我们的弟兄姐妹，你如果看到他的罪呢，你为他献祭。
And also for our brother and sister, if you see their sin.Give the offerings. Give the sin offerings.
圣经上有好多做法，你绝对不要做的，不要到外面去捡他的罪。
But there are certainly things that you should not do. Which the Bible says.
这些今天我们不多
讲。Do not tell other people about other people's sin.
因为圣经上讲，我们有一个控告者，撒旦就是控告人，拿人的罪，成天捡你的罪。
Because there is a spirit of condemnation. You know, like you go and you know condemn everyone else. You know, like.
那我们不要做撒旦的喽啰。
So we do not become slave to the Satan.
我们要做耶稣的门徒。
We need to become Jesus Christ's disciple.
啊，主啊，你赦免他。
Lord, forgive them.
所以当我们这样做的时候呢，就是这个贵重的膏油就要降下。
So when we do that, it's just like the anointing falling down on Aaron's head.
那今天呢，讲到这一部分啊，这是一部分的真理。
So this is just a portion of the truth.
当这个模式正确的时候，神的荣耀必然降临。
So when the pattern, the mode is right, God's blessing will definitely gonna come.
我们的教会和家庭 个人必然要经历生计。
So our individuals, our families, and our church will definitely experience miracles.
挡不住的，挡不住。
And just nothing will stop that.
哈利路亚，主啊，是的，主，我们一起来祷告。
Hallelujah, let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你的话语。
Thank you for your words.
谢谢你的启示。
Thank you for your revelation.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，当我们听了，我们就愿意去行。
Thank you that we will act when we listen.
谢谢你，因着耶稣的缘故，主啊，我们的罪都钉在十字架上。
Thank you because of Jesus Christ, all our sins have been nailed on the cross.
谢谢你，你不定我们的罪。
Thank you, you do not condemn us.
反过来，让我们真的是赦免了我们的罪。
So instead, you forgive all of our mistakes and sins.
让我们成为你的儿女，可以来仰脸见你。
So that we can become your children and then we can face you again, Lord.
主啊，是的，主，我们真的愿意来承受亚伦的那贵重的膏油。
Yes, we want to inherit the precious oil from Aaron.
特别是我们的弟兄们，今天是父亲节，就是弟兄就是那个家里的头，那个膏油要从头上要来浇下来。
Especially for our brothers, today is Father's Day, that the precious oil will falling down on our brothers.
圣经上讲，一个父亲就是家里的头。
So a father is the head of a family.
啊，先要我们来接受神的这一个膏油在我们的头上。
You have to first receive the anointing from your head.
这个膏油就要流到已经流到我们的妻子孩子。
This oil will falling down, will pouring down until our collarbones.
主啊，是的，
是
我们特别的来祝福我们中间的所有的父亲。
We want to bless all of our fathers.
不管是在这里，不在这里。
No matter you are here today or not here.
主啊，你启示的大光将要进到他们的心里面。
And the great light of your revelations will shine into their hearts.
主啊，你的话语要来点亮在我们的弟兄的里面。
And your words will enlighten your brother's heart.
啊，弟兄在家里面要称为祭司。
And the brothers will become priests in their families.
站在神和我们的家人的中间。
So that they will stand, become the gap between God and our families.
为家人来承担责任，来带到神的面前。
So that they will bear the responsibility of a family and come before the Lord.
成为神和家人中间的一个桥梁。
So that they can become a bridge between our family and God.
神啊，是的，主，谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Yes, Lord, we thank you for you to listen to our prayers.
是因着耶稣基督的缘故。
It is by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.